Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With Archie Diacono, 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
Yep. And Villanova wins. Thank you to NCAA and, of course, CBS Sports. That's what we're used to hearing this time of year. Yeah. Welcome you back into a Saturday morning. It's Sports Radio 990 Game and 990game.com. Sam and Greg with you. Nine floors up. Cloudy outside, but hope you're well wherever you are. And if you don't have to come out, folks, hey, don't. That's what we're really encouraging people to do today. And once again, we've been talking to some people today who are serving folks in our community. If you're doing something to serve people, we encourage you to share it with us. Here's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929, or call us and join the conversation with us at 404-741-0929. We've heard some folks, Greg.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you were just talking about Final Four. You know what we should play at the end of this segment as we go out? Or I'll let you decide, or coming back, One Shiny Moment.
Yeah, which version?
The instrumental.
Okay. No, man, we
can't have people talking because then we leave out one year that was better than the other year.
No,
this way we get the song that everybody knows.
You mean
the singer?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Luther. That's of course that
but
one.
But they got other people to sing.
We playing Luther.
You sure?
I'm making an executive decision because I know you want to hear that one too.
Well, that's what other people might want somebody else to sing.
Well, when they get that show, they can put on who they want. I mean, that's the way it is, right? Come on, I'm not being mean.
No.
That's the one we like best, and so we'll play Luther.
Okay.
And I think there's a bunch of – that's the one people recognize the most, too.
Jennifer Hudson sung it.
She's a beautiful woman from my hometown, my home neighborhood.
Yeah.
She's K-Town, Chicago, okay? And she God rest it. Her family members
yeah.
that she lost there, but
– Teddy Pendergrass sang it.
Something. Yeah. You can put some Teddy on, too, if you want.
I'm just saying.
Man, we can't talk music. We're going to get a call.
But, I mean, you know, the Luther people would get us if we don't have Luther.
Did we remind people that they can listen to 92.9 The Game on radio.com and all your devices?
Yeah.
And, of course, your smart speakers?
And we encourage people to do that because right now when people are in different places, they may not be where they may not be in the place where they usually listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So just want people to know that wherever you go, we can be there with you and keep you informed and keep you entertained.
We have reached out to those of you out there that are still providing services to the community. We heard from a couple folks earlier, but also those of you that have a story from this past week, maybe relevant to our listening audience. Ricky, God bless you. Hope she drives home safely.
Yeah.
And got that last little nugget she threw in there, which was great. But Jimmy's been hanging on for a while. Jimmy's actually... He's either heading to Florida or in Florida.
Yeah, Jimmy, good morning. Thanks for hanging on with us.
Good morning, Phillips. I always listen to you guys when I come through Atlanta. I do live in Florida, but I'm on my way back home right now.
Okay. Well, whereabouts are you?
I just got off the loop, getting on 75 down here on the bottom end of Atlanta.
Before we get into what you're doing, Sam, and I know this, and I want to say this to you. We need to acknowledge these people, we talked to some people in the medical field earlier.
Right.
We've talked to some educators.
Yeah.
But the reason why people really shouldn't freak out about toilet paper and all this other stuff that we've seen in the news these last few weeks, because the stocks, the shelves are being restocked.
Yeah.
They may take a minute, but they're being restocked. and they're being restocked. I don't know what you're hauling, Jimmy, but it's people like him, Jimmy, that are bringing the truck. The trucks are, listen, I don't want to come off here sounding like Jimmy Hoffa, but there's nothing in your life that you have that you didn't come off a truck.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'll leave it to you now, Jimmy.
I'm glad that you said that there, Greg, because a lot of people don't recognize what we do for the country and everything. And we didn't, you wouldn't have gasoline, food products, or whatever it might be. But there's some of us out here that do respect our jobs, but there's some of us that are just fear well holders. But I'm a trucker, and I provide a service and everything. We are the backbone of the country, not taking nothing away from our law enforcement, EMT services, or anything like that, doctors and everything. I'm not taking nothing away from those folks. They do what's supposed to be done, and I'm not tooting my horn. But there's a lot of truckers out here that we do every day to keep this country going.
No, listen, you got my
absolutely.
It's not just because I grew up in a union-friendly environment up in Chicago. But I've had people that are truck drivers in my life.
Yeah.
And they talk about it. And mind you, they're not looking for the accolades, but everybody that he mentioned, all the services that we talk about that are doing, you know, firsthand, either fireman's work, police work, medical work, all of that, they get their, everything that they have, all of their tools off a truck.
Yeah.
And so you need to remember that. We just want to say, I'm so glad that you called. Now, can you mention what you're hauling, or doesn't really matter? Does it change from trip to trip?
I can tell you, most of the time when I come up out of Florida, I either bring produce up to Atlanta or bring cooking oil and everything up here. And then I usually load a frozen commodity and take it up to Lebanon or Mount Juliet, Tennessee. And then I load cheese back to Florida is what I do every week.
Well, those are all things that we're looking for, Jimmy. And we you know, that's the thing. You are doing something tremendous that you know what? We take it for granted until a time like this happens, something like this happens, and you know we appreciate the people like yourself who are out there. And you know, there's some place you may rather be. You might rather be somewhere
absolutely
with your loved ones or your family. They may want you, but you're out and you're getting us things that we need, and we can never thank you enough. What type of communication are you having when you talk with other truckers that are out there now during this time? I know you guys have certain places you stop. A lot of you know each other. You communicate among yourselves. Is there a certain concern for those who do what you do?
Well, we're exposed to a lot of places and everything. You know, you don't never know when you're going to get exposed to something. And a lot of the trucking industry, if you look at it, there's a lot of us that are up there in age and everything. I'm almost 65. But there's a lot of us and everything in our 50s and stuff. And there's a lot of guys that are not in the best of health either out there doing this job because they don't take care of themselves like they should. I'm not downgrading or anything like this, beating them up over it. But a lot of times you got that situation they can't help.
Well, Jimmy, listen, again, God bless you for what you do, and we hope that more of you out there, just there's a lot of people leaving the industry, Sam, the industry that they're in, and it's leaving voids. And so, you know, let's hopefully we can keep the truck drivers. And listen, these guys are going into areas where a lot of people are being told to stay out of, too.
Absolutely.
So let's acknowledge that. Well, Jimmy, while we got you on the phone, you're listening to a sports station, obviously a sports fan. What are you missing most during this time in the sports world?
Well, you know, I kind of missed the NCAA tournament, missed that. I enjoy watching them young folks play basketball. I kind of miss the spring training for college football. I love college football.
Right.
Big Gator fan. I know that might be a disappointment for y'all to hear. but we do love our Gators, and we do love our Bucks, and I hope Tom Brady gets us to another big championship.
All right, man. Well, listen, we continued success, if they can call it that, what you're doing, because I think of it as a success. These guys are still, much like the military, man, they are going into places that nobody else wants to go
absolutely
to, hauling things that nobody wants to be around,
yep.
And you guys continue to do that. So we want to acknowledge your work ethic and everybody that's in your industry, and thank you for what you're doing.
I appreciate your guys' respect and everything, and I enjoy listening to y'all every every Saturday morning I come through and everything, I get a kick out of you and Mr. Crenshaw.
Well, that's what I'm here for. But, Jimmy, we think about it. And travel safely, man.
Be safe, Jimmy.
Thank you very much. You guys have a good day and a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You too now.
He said something that I want to say too.
What's that?
To you. I said this to you on the phone. I want to say it publicly. You are the perfect person to have on during this time.
Why you say that?
I said it to you on the phone as a friend, and I'm saying it to everybody out there. I know what I am to this duo that we have here, okay? But you have that voice, that soothing personality. You're conveying information. Even when you're slapping them a little bit like we did last hour, it's done in a way that isn't overbearing to the audience. You just you're that you know, Uncle Sam, that Reverend Sam, whatever you want it is. You are the perfect person to talk to the audience right now. And if I wasn't working with you, I would feel that way and want to hear you talk about this crisis that we're going on more than anybody else at this station. So I'm happy to be working with you, man.
Man, I'm glad to be on. We talked about all this week and as we watched things happen and what was going to happen with us.
We did.
Because, you know, there were some questions early in the week.
That's right. And I said we may not be here next week.
You know what I mean? They really were.
Unless they give us a setup in our man cave.
Yeah.
You know, we might be hearing some national stuff. Yeah. But I wanted to say that because there are a lot of people who say that to me. And again, know your lane. I know. Listen, I didn't even plan on being on with you when we started this together. Yeah. And we have become, you know, what we've become on Saturday and Sunday morning
and
when we work together.
Forward to, we think about people who live here in town.
Right.
We just talk to somebody who just passes through.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know.
We've been a part of this market longer than probably anybody else here without leaving. So, again, I wanted to tell you that I think a lot of the people are happy that, I'm not talking about you and I, but you are delivering some of the news in the way that you do and the cadence in which you speak. And it's very reassuring and very reaffirming to people and making them feel good hearing that Sam voice.
You think?
I just want to say that to you, man.
I don't know if that does.
And then,
but,
you know, that's why I performed for you like I did a minute ago.
Oh,
God. Y'all didn't see that.
No. Greg was doing that, by the way. But we have a great time. And we're just doing something this morning. We decided we wanted to do this. Glad for the opportunity. You know, thanks for us to come in and still do what we do today and tomorrow. And like we said, you're doing something. You're serving some people. We want to know about it. Want you to be a part of it and let people know. Because as we've been hearing so many times this week, we are all in this together.
Pull right. Through.
Yeah.
Again, we didn't even, we kind of glossed over this. We just got a couple of minutes left. You've covered it. You've attended it as a fan. I've done both. I was actually the last time that was here, was it 07 or 2007? Yeah. I was the center court host.
Yeah.
For the Final Four. What are you missing? We you know, when it's held in other cities, you go there and you cover it. But what was one of the things you were looking forward to about having it here again this year?
Having it here and just all the events that were going to take place. It wasn't just going to be the Division One. We're going to have the Division Two and Division Three championships.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a 3-on-3 in Atlantic Station with teams from each conference represented. That was going to be something different. Mm-hmm. We're going to have an HBCU All-Star game played over at Morehouse.
Yep.
There were just a number of things that were going to be going on, and we're just missing those. We're just missing out on so many things. But just having the best of the best in Atlanta and getting a chance to show off.
Right.
We do that better than any other city with an event like this. And so that's what I'm getting used to. And also looking forward to being sniffed by the very best dogs. Like doing the Super Bowl.
Security.
Everywhere you went to, I got sniffed by the very best dogs. I'm sure those dogs were ready to come back. They're probably disappointed more than anybody. Because they get hotel rooms and they get to sniff everybody coming in and out.
You teed up so many punchlines that would get us the FCC.
Yeah, I know.
No, we're not going to do it. Hey, listen, Eric's hanging out in Locust Grove. We're going to come back to you. And those of you also that want to join us, 404-741.
We got Coach coming up.
0929. Oh, yes, Josh Pastner, Georgia Tech. And I'm sure that he has something to say about the Final Four not being here, but how he prepared for it.
Yeah.
The rest of the university. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And remember, you can listen to the station on radio.com and all your devices. And, of course, your smart speakers. That moment's gone, and when it's done, when on you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. 9 floors up in the Kia Studios. Looking nice. We got some dark clouds off the one side, but look like some clearings On the other, we expect some rain around the area. If you must get out and move around today, and there are some people who are still working. We've spoken with some of them this morning, working in different capacities. Hope they're able to move around safely.
I'm looking at these clouds. I'm saying you were talking about the clouds earlier and Ten Commandments. This looks like that scene where the angel of death is coming toward us.
How about that? And then we hope that's not the case.
Yeah, but, obviously.
Yep. Yeah. 9-4.
That lamb's paint over you.
Yeah, over your doorway.
You both. I saw that movie too. Public service announcement right off the rip. We're going to hopefully Coach Pastner will get to us soon.
He's ready.
He's ready? Okay. We'll give the business information in a minute.
Okay. Of course, as we mentioned in last segment, we would have second round games going on right now, the NCAA tournament, if the tournament was going on. We're not having March Madness, but we feel like it's still a good time to check in with Georgia Tech basketball coach Josh Pastner. Coach, good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
As best as can be expected, how was your week? Let's start off that way.
Well, first of all, I'm hoping everyone is staying well and healthy and safe. That's most important. Because last Wednesday, but the Wednesday before was when they came out and announced, in the evening time, that the next day there'd be no fans at the NCAA tournament. And you really think about it. It seemed like that was months ago, but it was really a week and a half ago. And, to make a long story short, it was obviously just a crazy time, an unprecedented time. And, it's been a crazy time for everybody involved. But if you really think about it, the entire sports world has been shut down. There is no sports and, it's just been unprecedented. So, I think, in time when things get back to normal, I'm sure people will be excited to get to watch the sports again. But, as you just mentioned, right now, for the last, 80 years, the NCAA tournament has been played during this time period, first and second round. So, just a crazy, crazy time period, unprecedented. So that's just kind of one of those things, but we're plugging away. One of the things that we're focusing on right now, obviously, is most importantly is the health and wellness of all of our student athletes. That's number one. Number two, obviously, our prayers are to everybody out there who's been affected by this, continuation of prayers. And then the third thing is, right now, all we're focusing on is besides our current guys and everything else is just our student athletes. Making sure that they're well and safe and well, but also recruiting because, in the transfer portal right now, with the transfer portal, there's guys in there that we're looking at. We'll see what happens. You cannot recruit, off campus. Everything's on campus via the phone, text message, social media, that type of stuff. But, that's kind of all we're able to do right now. Until this changes, and that's where we're at this moment.
Wow, you said something that changed the question I wanted to ask you, so I'm actually going to stay along those lines. Coach Josh Pastner of Georgia Tech, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We asked some of our other guests earlier, I want to get your take on it, because it's been broadcast in the news. It's not a done deal yet, but your thoughts on what is being talked about with the seniors who have missed out this season, didn't get a chance to participate, and them been given an extra year of eligibility. What are your thoughts on that? And then how would you deal with the high school seniors that are coming up? Just your overall thought on that when that's been discussed.
Yeah, well, I think there's a big difference between winter sports, which is men's and women's basketball, and spring sports, which is, track and field and baseball, tennis, stuff like that. There's a big difference between the two. I do not foresee the NCAA, and this is just my opinion, but and they had come out, or somebody had mentioned that they don't see them giving in the winter sports another year, but they do see that in the spring sports they're going to give everyone another year of eligibility, which is the right thing. The one thing in the winter sports is everyone played their regular season. In college basketball, everyone played 31 regular season games. But in the spring sports, nobody played. I think it is the right decision to give them their year back. How they do that and how they go about that and figure that out, that's going to be a big, tall task by the presidents and athletic directors to figure that out. That's not going to be an easy deal.
Yeah. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Coach Josh Pastner, a basketball coach at Georgia Tech, a team that finished on a flourish. Overall, 17-14, 11-9 in conference play. That's what, again, you flash back a little bit and think about, you know, the thing, the way your team finished the season. Just remarkable.
Yeah, you know, the whole deal is I was really just proud of our young men. I mean, how hard they played, how they competed, the level they had, competitive excellence, and to be able to finish like they did, considering the fact at the time we had known the news that we were not going to be able to continue to play in the tournament, to be able to finish fifth by ourselves in the ACC, which is the best league in all of college basketball, and to be able to do things at Georgia Tech during ACC play that has not been done at Georgia Tech in ACC play since the mid-90s. I mean, they were things that we did, had it been done, I mean, it was done prior to our guys were ever even born, and our players. And so, you know, six straight home wins, holding all the opponent in ACC play, holding all the opponents under 60 points, five ACC road wins. I mean, like I said, to be able to finish fifth place by ourselves and to be able to do some of the other things that we did, set the record for Georgia Tech in three-point defense. We were an elite defensive team, one of the best offensive teams at Georgia Tech in a long time. And so just a lot of positives. I was really proud of our young men. I was proud of our assistant coaches and our staff, which was excellent. And Mr. Stansberry and President Cabrera, you know, just really led the charge. Mr. Stansberry did an incredible job with the times he met with the team throughout and just giving them such a great message and a real positive message. And that really gave them an opportunity to really follow his lead because he is the leader. So our leadership of Mr. Stansberry, athletic director, and our president Cabrera, those two gentlemen were excellent in leading our young men.
Yep. Great spending some time this morning on the waitfor.com hotline with Coach Josh Pastner from Georgia Tech. And we've managed to avoid the elephant in the room, which is the fact that we don't get the Final Four. What was your role going to be? Because it seems like everybody's kind of coming to your place. And I know one of the things the coaches from all classifications and all levels show up for this. Last time the Final Four was in town, Coach, I went to the Hilton, the lobby of the Hilton Hotel downtown, and I had a camera guy with me. I said, just for fun, I'm going to yell, "Hey, Coach." I yell, "Hey, Coach," and about 30 heads turned around. Talk about you. The coaches. And this is a special time when you and all your colleagues get together, and you were going to be the host.
Yeah, no, I you know, look, I was really looking forward to having the Final Four here in Atlanta. I thought it was going to be great. I mean, the city here is as good as any city in the country at putting on sporting events or large events, as was shown by the Super Bowl and the college football playoffs. Obviously, the decision to not play it was the right decision. It was the right thing to do. Obviously, it's no fun for anybody here in Atlanta, but I was looking forward to it. Of course I was. I mean, I'm a basketball junkie. There's going to be a lot of opportunities to interact and meet with people. Going to the semifinal and final games, actually, because we're the host school, we had great seats. And on top of that, just the opportunities of having the teams here would have been using our facilities for practicing. And, you know, it would have been a great, great time. But they did the right thing, the NCAA, to cancel it because obviously the health and the safety and the well-being of, the public and the student athletes and everybody involved is most important. But I was looking forward to it. The Final Fours are one of the great experiences of all sporting events, regardless of any sport. It's really a great time. And Atlanta will get it back at some point. That's definitely going to happen. It's just going to take a little time, but it will come back to Atlanta.
Coach Pastner, Georgia Tech, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. All right, as they have been saying for a while, this is uncharted territory. You had plans to do A, now it's B. What are you working on now moving forward this upcoming week and after that you probably didn't think about having to work on because you'd be involved with the tournament?
No, I mean, I was planning on
I was planning on going to the conference tournament and watching games, and I was planning on going out recruiting this week and then going to the NCAA tournament games in Greensboro to watch games there in the first and second round. So I just, that was my plan. Obviously, now that has all been shut down, all recruiting on and off campus is prohibited to at least until April 15th, which I expect that will even get pushed back further. So the only thing we can do right now is we're not allowed to work out our players. We're not allowed to do any of that. And so, because we're following all with the, obviously with the ACC, the NC2A and the local governments are telling us to do. So we're in shutdown mode in a sense, being able to work with our guys and our recruiting. So really the only thing we have right now is to talk to our players via FaceTime or text messaging, and recruiting guys in the transfer portal or the 21 recruiting class via social media, text messaging, or FaceTime. Really, that's it. And we have a lot of text exchange with our staff, but that's kind of the limit that we're at, and that's just part where it's at. And so that's until things get, until they tell us we can do differently, that's under the direction where we're at.
All right, Coach. So here's the deal. You need to exercise that coaching muscle. We need some inspiring words here in the city, our listening audience. Everybody's going through the same thing, and there's a lot of unknown out there.
Yep.
And we need somebody who does this on a regular basis with the passion, insight, and give us the direction that we need. So would you put your coach hat on right now,
coach
if you can?
Up. Coach is up.
And coach me, Sam, Jahi, and the rest of the listening audience as to how we move forward in this trying time.
Well, you know, look, I mean, here's what I would say, and I would even tell our guys this all the time. I mean, obviously, life always throws us obstacles. There's always going to be things coming down that we maybe hadn't foreseen. But the spirit, the competitive spirit of the American people, the competitive spirit of just a human being, the competitive excellence of what everyone has within them, you know, seeing that, hey, this is going to turn, really staying positive and being an optimist, knowing that in time we will get through this, and the best way to get through this is as a team and doing it through teamwork and not being negative, really having great positive energy, because as we see how everyone is connected throughout the world, and you can see how you know one person started with a virus and how it spread all throughout, and it just it shows how we all are connected as one globally, and to really have great energy, but positive energy, because a positive energy can spread, and to see things the best that you can. I understand it's easier said than done, but the best as you can see, the best as you can do to turn this into somehow, some way, take, you know, see some positive and you know, when you're giving off that energy, giving off that positive energy. So we just all got to stay together. We've got to all remain upbeat. We've got to try the best we can to stay enthused and excited about life and about things coming down the corner, that we are going to get through this. Again, I understand it's much easier to say that than actually do it. But that's where that competitive fire, that competitive excellence, that competitive spirit within all of us as human beings have got to come out. We'll be able to get it done.
Whoa, there we go. Come on, give me team on one. One. Team.
We're ready to go play, Coach. We appreciate you coaching us up this morning, Coach Josh Pastner. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate you so much. Stay safe, stay well, stay healthy, and we'll talk soon.
Yes.
All right, all the best to you and your family as well. Coach Josh Pastner. Spending some time and coaching us up, man.
Yeah, man.
We needed that.
He got to hit when his head hits the pillow this last week or so. He's got to be wondering what could have been.
Yeah,
a special time. But he's, you know, he seems to have his eyes, his mind, and everything focused in the right direction, and he's moving past it because this is the reality and the cards we've been dealt.
Absolutely, absolutely. Coming up next, we're going to talk more about some things around the NFL. It's been a busy week around the NFL. And in the next hour, we're going to talk some Falcons news and a guy who works in this building, but he's on the move, kind of.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's coming up. Stay with us on this Saturday morning sports radio, 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com. Mm-hmm.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And a reminder, of course, you can listen to 92.9 The Game on radio.com and all your devices and your smart speakers. This has been fun in a way that's kind of inside. He is producing, and by the way, want to thank him because we're the only three, well, at least at the radio station.
Yeah.
They're building a Taj Mahal above us or something. Man, and we apologize for those of you to hearing this banging on the, you know, over the air.
It's Santa Claus and the reindeer, man.
It's more than that. That's some reindeer that ain't been in the gym lately. That's a lot of banging going on.
Yeah.
But he's playing some rejoin music that, see, when I'm producing you, I know what to play, and you hear that music because it gets Sam dancing.
Yeah.
And he's in here bopping and breakdancing and popping.
I ain't
and all
breakdancing.
Not today.
Yeah, but something nice. But he's got some nice stuff.
I haven't been in the studio when some of those have hit. I just play it and go about my business.
Oh.
But now I'm here, and it's been like all morning long, G. You come back with the music. Hey. That's Sam. Well, they'll go, hey.
That's good, man.
Shoulders start popping and all that stuff. Public service announcement.
Public service announcement.
Our boys are open. For those of you that have been having a problem getting a cut because of small businesses going down, our friend, Mr. Booker, KB and everybody, I don't know if Maurice is over there, but Off the Hook Barbershop is open.
Maurice is probably out celebrating Todd Gurley.
No, you're probably right.
He's out celebrating Todd Gurley, man.
But
shout out to Maurice.
Off the Hook Barbershop on Peter Street is open.
Yeah.
And a message from the boys at the barbershop, because those of you who go to the barbershop know there is no more realer place than that. And they will tell you what's what.
Yep.
So from the owner to you, don't come if you got a little problem with your health.
Yep. If you're sick.
Stay your behind away.
Yep.
I'm cleaning that up.
See, yeah, he really cleaned it up.
He put it out.
That's not the way we received it, but that's the way we're passing it on to you.
Yeah, if you or any family member that you've been around, co-worker or sick, don't go to the shop, please.
Don't come.
But other than that, come and do your due diligence, wear your gloves, you can actually wear gloves and a mask while you're getting your hair cut.
Doesn't bother.
They wrap around your ears.
Doesn't bother a thing.
So there you go. Off the Hook is on Peter Street, Castleberry Hill, and they are obviously.
They are there. They are this morning.
That's our folks, man.
That's it.
That's our folks.
And they're like a lot of businesses that are doing what they can to be open for now. And you know, because, right now we haven't had a thing to just everybody, just nobody go anywhere at all. But we've been encouraged to limit moving around. And then if you don't have to leave home to stay home and in place, that's the best thing that we can do. For what we're going through right now.
And listen, we've talked about a couple of businesses. We've talked about talking to a fireman earlier and folks,
Someone's worked in the education profession.
Right.
You know.
But I think the most important call that we've had this morning to remind you that it's going to be okay until it's not. So right now it's still okay. And that is a truck driver.
Yeah.
Who's bringing goods and services to these locations whose shelves may at the time being be empty. But they're restocking on a regular basis, you know. So just be assured these truck drivers are out there and they're doing what they can to get whatever is needed to us as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I know there's a certain place that folks frequent to pick up some things that was out this week. Lady said, expecting the shipment on Monday for more toilet paper and hand sanitizer. I mean, there's a premium. There's a premium on that stuff. The toilet paper, which I still haven't figured out what the deal is on toilet paper. I ended up in a place this week, and they were putting some out, and I ended up getting some. I didn't need to get it, but I just got it because everybody else is getting it right. I said, how many can I get? You can get four. I can get four. Okay.
So it's limited.
Yes. You know, people were coming up there and being really ridiculous. People were going, filling up two shopping carts full of toilet paper.
There was a meme last week, and they had a picture of a bunker. Right, and it was filled up with toilet paper. And the people were in there, and then somebody looked at the other one and said, by the way, did anybody bring any food with them?
You know what I mean? That's I still don't understand why people are doing that much. And in some places, you've seen some things put on video that there's been some nastiness.
Been some fights, oh yeah.
Yeah.
You think they were giving out Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Right. I'm like, come on, people. Like I said, the bunt sign is on, folks. The bunt sign is on for us right now.
All right, again, 404-741-0929. You guys are calling. We want to talk about some of these other things, but there's so many stories going on out there and wanting to let folks know about things and that are still open. I can't believe this, but actually when I think about it, maybe we can. Let's go to Dan in North Atlanta. Dan, welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Morning.
Sam and Greg, what's going on?
Hey, how are you doing, sir? This morning,
man.
So far, so good.
Man, listen, I'm just a positive person, Sam, as you know, and the coronavirus is the resurrection of my golf career.
You believe so?
The kids are at home. I don't have any place to go. I better not say which club is open now, but it was a full house last night, and golf's an isolated sport. The 6 feet rule, you play. I even had a birdie last night.
How about that?
You know, I mean, we have to be responsible, but it's up to you as an American how much you want to overhype this or underhype it. You know, we have the freedom to choose how we want to behave. But, you know, I just wanted to say it. And then that seems to be, there was a big crowd out there last night, but, I think I'll keep it private.
I was just going to say that kind of defeats the purpose of going out there 6 feet rule if the place is packed.
Yeah.
But you got to go through the clubhouse.
Wait a minute now. Now what, Greg, packed. Everybody was at a distance. Well, now there were twosome. I was playing with my daughter and there were people in pairs and so on. But again, I mean, I don't want to get in debate about the virus and responsibility. We're going to obey the law, all of us. If they put a shelter in place in Gwinnett County, that's what we're going to have to do.
So you're saying the course was packed? In other words, there were a lot of people playing?
There were about 100 players out there throughout the day. I mean, when I say packed, nobody's going up and high-fiving everybody. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
And clubhouse wasn't filled?
No, sir. No, and they were very, very responsible. There was a paper up on the door, but you know, I think if everybody would just be calm, I think there's so much misinformation, both bad and good, about the thing. And I don't want to. I mean, it's not a political show, but I just, you know. So
you had a good
one
day.
Other comment. Can I make one other comment, Sam? I'm going to take a shot at Coach Pastor, and I'm not a fan of his. How dare he say that the kids, like at San Diego State and colleges like that, shouldn't get another year of eligibility to play in the big dance. That's baloney. All you got to do is for 1 year expand the rosters a little bit. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say not. I think he felt like the chances are that it wouldn't happen. They're still ruling out on that. But I know he feels like they probably won. I think a lot of people think that way. But I know he's talking about a place like San Diego State.
Right.
Some of the teams that we don't usually hear is the elite conferences. This is their big chance. Dayton was also another one that this is their chance. You wanted to see how that team matched up with the others.
That was a Final Four team, they were saying.
Yep, and so that chance kind of goes by the board. Obviously, with Toppin, he's going to go to the NBA, from the Dayton team. And, oh, by the way, and all that's going on, kind of quietly yesterday, Anthony Edwards announced that, he's done at Georgia. We knew he was going to be one and done, and he looks to be probably the top pick right now.
We do want to thank him for his call. And that's actually, the more I think about it, if the golf clubs are being responsible, you know, limiting the people in the clubhouse, and you come right on and get your stuff, maybe you call ahead of time and you can walk through and get right on the course, that's not a bad day to spend with a family member.
No.
That's not a bad day. No. So that's a pretty good idea. Mm-hmm. And he got a birdie too.
Yeah, how about that? You know,
I'll tell you who else is out.
Who's that?
Our friend Tracy. Hunter. I saw him this week.
He's probably isolated.
He was not about to not go get up a tree because he's got his eye on a bunch of turkeys.
Yeah.
He's shooting. So he's actually shooting food.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to bring that back. Not all of them, but he was talking about this weekend, and everybody's talking about how we're going to stay inside and stay away from each other. He says, I've been planning this for a while. I'm not going to do his accent.
Yeah.
But he was looking forward to getting out there.
Yeah. But he's basically isolated when he's out there. Maybe a couple other friends, but, you're not in a big crowded event or crowded area.
And that's the thing, boy. Sam and I are going to talk about this past week movement in the NFL. We didn't think we'd have anything to talk about this week, although obviously the virus takes precedent, but there was some movement, even with no games, and the NFL had a lot of people scratching their head, and to some extent, the Falcons too.
Yeah, they're front page news.
Yeah, they were. So we're going to be back with that. But up next, no casting call, but Sam and I are giving you our recommendations as you binge watch different shows and a couple movies that we think you should watch. The next genre is comedy. We've given you classic. We've given you musical. We're going to give you our comedy picks next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And you can listen to 92.9 The Game on radio.com and all your devices and your smart speakers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.